going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Monday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as well, if you want to leave us a comment there. We are opening up the phone lines to you, because what's next now? We'll talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter in about 20 minutes from right now. You know, and again, some people I've seen on Twitter think it's just a little thing that Terry wasn't there or whatever like that. You need all the good optics you can get going into next year. Because right now, listen, I'm not some massively famous guy or whatever like that. You know, last week when we were here for our staff meeting, okay, I was on the loading dock and I was walking over to the elevator. One of the guys recognized me and he's like, "Are you Chuck Reed?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Man, I listen every night." Oh, okay, that's cool. And we get that. You know, we hear from people all the time in the most random areas. I get people at my workplace that will say they listen to me. Like, you get people random everywhere when you do this kind of stuff and you're on air. You get all kinds of random people. And the point of it is, people are frustrated. You haven't been to the playoffs since 2017 in a league, and I've said this before, in a professional sport that is completely set up for you to be really bad, then really good. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been 9-8 the last 2 years after they were 3-13 with Urban Meyer and the laughingstock of the NFL. They went 9-8 the next year, won their division, and won a playoff game and were a second-round playoff team with a second-year quarterback. That's the NFL. It's almost impossible to be bad for a long time. This is what I always said about Dan Quinn. He had three different seasons where he had 5-game losing streaks. Do you know how hard that is to do in the NFL? It is immensely hard to win either 5 in a row or lose 5 in a row. Because the league is set up to, you're 5-0, you're going to run into a good team. You're 0-5, you're bound to run into some vagabond franchise. It's hard to do that. And our head coach that we used to have did it 3 times in a 6-year period, sandwiched around a Super Bowl and a second-year playoff. It's hard to lose for a long time in the NFL. And that's what's frustrating everybody. That's the frustration. What have I said all year long? We couldn't take advantage of our schedule. I don't care whose fault that it is. The net result is the net result. You've played the worst schedule of all time. By the way, have you seen next year's schedule? We still have the lowest win percentage based upon this year that we're playing next year, and that's all because of our division. It's still the worst schedule in the NFL. But you couldn't take advantage of your schedule. You couldn't take advantage of the quarterbacks that you played. You couldn't take advantage of the bad teams that we played. Offense, defense, whatever. It doesn't matter. You played rotten teams and rotten quarterbacks. Sam Howell was... Did you see how bad the Redskins or whatever they're called now, the command, how bad they were at the end of the year? Their coach is fired. Matt Rhule was, or Frank Reich was fired. We've played multiple teams that have already fired their coaches. Dennis Allen could have been a candidate to be fired. Like, we've played multiples of teams that have fired their coaches. That's how bad our schedule was. We couldn't take advantage of any of it. And people are mad and frustrated, like me. I'm a Falcons fan first and foremost. I want to win. The NFL is all about winning. This is what I keep telling you. It's not style points. It's not how many yards you rush for. It's not how much your quarterback runs around. Do you win or do you not win? That is the NFL game completely. Nothing else. No style points, no BCS, no Harris poll, no computers, no CFP committees, nothing. You win or you don't win in the NFL. That's it. And when you don't win, guess what? People come looking for your job at that point. And you get that reputation of, why can't you win? Coaches, players, whatever. This is why I tell you, you can't put quit on tape. If you put quit on tape, you won't play in the NFL. A coach is not going to pay you to come in and quit on his franchise when the going gets tough. Say what you will, they fought for Arthur. And once Desmond Ridder throws that interception, that game just got out of hand in a heartbeat. Because you can't overcome those things. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's talk to Steve in Snellville. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, John. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you, buddy.
John, I'm 66 years old. I've been a Falcon fan since I was 10. So let you do the math on that. But after hearing this pablum today that Arthur Blank and Rich McKay were putting out, I don't see any way we're ever going to win a Super Bowl with this duo calling the shots. I don't think he's a good owner. And I'll tell you, here's two reasons why. Look at his record the last 10 years, 2-8. Go back since he bought the team. We're 9-23.
Yeah, I completely understand. And again, and that's the thing is, all of these little things that you can do to rally your fan base, to show good faith, to get your people behind you. We want a winning football product. People want to go to Mercedes-Benz to watch a winning football product. They don't want to go and see us flutter around, flummox around, flopping around like the car air thing, whatever. You know, the floppy thing in the parking lot of a car dealership waving. Like, they don't want to see that. And there are so many. Listen, the quarterback play in the NFL has been atrocious. Guys are going down left and right, getting hurt. 50 quarterbacks won games this year. There are lots of bad teams, lots of bad coaches, lots of bad play on offense, lots of bad offenses. And we couldn't take advantage of any of it. Like, none of it. Zero. Zip. Nada. That's the frustrating part. All right, let's go back out to the phone. Let's grab Jeff out in Atlanta. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, this me?
Yeah, buddy. What's going on, man?
It's Dave. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I've done the NBA thing. And for organizations, if you have an organizational chart, as in who's in charge of what, who's superior to whom, who answers to whom, I can't imagine how you actually can put an organizational chart together for the Atlanta Falcons front office. It looks like a bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah. Again, it's got more twists than a pretzel factory. Again, it's curved, it's linear, it's this, it's that. It shouldn't be this hard. You know, there's, again, what's the old saying, the buck stops here? Give me this guy's in charge, that guy's in charge. See, and look, one of the reasons that Bill Belichick or Bill Parcells back in the day, they're not going to come into a dysfunctional organization. Either I'm going to get control of the organization and put it in my direction. Because if I'm going to, again, and Arthur Blank was stumbling all over this, it's very simple. If I'm going to cook the meal, I'm going to shop for the groceries. Well, who is that guy? It can be your coach, it can be your GM, whatever you want it to be. If I'm going to cook the meal, let me shop for the groceries. Very simple. That's what Bill Belichick, that's what these guys want. Now, again, not everybody deserves that. And if your GM and your coach are going to work hand in hand with one another, then make it that. And again, if Rich McKay's not involved in the day-to-day operations, then why do the head coach and GM have to report to him? If he's not involved in day-to-day, well, I text him every other day. That's being involved every day, folks. If the coach and GM are reporting to you, you're involved in the day-to-day operations. Again, it's not a matter of you draft the left guard out of West Virginia. It is you're in constant contact with your coach and your GM, and that's the structure. What do you think? Rich McKay just goes on a sabbatical for a month at a time and doesn't talk to any of those guys? Well, I talk to them every other day. That's being involved every day. That's day-to-day operations. Talk to the coach one day, talk to the GM. That's day-to-day. You're involved day-to-day. And we can't just say that. We can't just say, I'm in charge, I'm representing the organization. It's this, it's that, it's the Lombada, it's Dancing with the Stars, we're doing the hustle, we're doing the hokey pokey. Are all organizations this hard? Is every organization in the NFL this difficult to figure out? Because I'm all confused. I think of myself as a fairly intelligent guy. I'm all confused when I hear these people. Let's see. Derek in Roswell. What's going on, Derek? Hey, Derek. Derek, you there?
I'm here.
All right, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, it's not that confusing. I mean, it's confusing, but it's not. Like, we all know what's going on. It's all that speak and talk and, you know, hoopla and blah, 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 and just filler and time. But, I'm ready to move on. Like, I accepted this mid-season. So I'm just at a point where I'm ready to move on. We're always going to get that. I think all organizations are really just like that. We've gotten Bill Belichick for my whole entire life. I've seen it from him, and he's got it down to his science. He's like, blah, 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 blah. He mutters at the podium anytime you ask him a question. I mean, it's beautiful the way that he does it. And he runs the whole show up in New England. I'm ready to just move on. I'm ready to get a Dallas Turner. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. I'm listening to you all the time talking about I need to sack the quarterback. You know, I got to get that guy on the edge. You want to get me excited? You want to get me back as a fan? Because I'm gone. I'm out of there. Like, I'm thinking about going and rooting for the Green Bay Packers, Christ's sake. I want to sack the quarterback. I want to be excited to go to a game and know that we're going to win and it's going to come down to that final moment where I need to get that stop. I need to get that sack. And it happens. It's not a question. It's going to happen. You're not giving any time to the opponent's quarterback. We've got Grady Jarrett. I mean, I think we've still got Grady Jarrett. I don't know. I mean, I've seen some of the pictures and comments from him, but it's like, come on. Look, we've got to get this together.
And look, I've said this multiple times. Look, I don't care if you win 4-1. You want to win 4-1? You want to win 5-3? Whatever. Just win. Okay, not every game is going to be 31-30. Win 5-3. If that's what you need, then just pile up wins, accumulate wins. Let me grab one last caller. Let me grab Nathan from Atlanta. What's going on, Nathan?
Hey, Nathan actually dropped
off, Chuck. All right. Well, we'll go to break. And when we come back, we'll talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter. Of course, he covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And he was there today, front and center, bow tie and all. Chuck, we're hanging out with you in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.